శ్రుతం ఈ తన్మయాపూర్వం జ్ఞానం విజ్ఞాన సంజితం ధర్మం భాగవతం శుద్ధం నారదా దేవదర్శన ప్రహ్లాద్ నారాజ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ కంటిన్యూ ఐ రిసీవ్డ్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది గ్రేట్ సెన్ నారద ముని విజ్ ఆల్వేజ్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ in devotional service. This knowledge, which is called Bhagavad Dharma, is fully scientific. It is based on logic and philosophy and free from all material contamination. Text 29 and 30. Daityaputra uchoho prabhadatayambayam chapi natyanyam vidmahe guru ఏదాభ్యాం గురుపుత్రాభ్యాం బాళానాం అపిశ్వరౌ బాళశాంతఃపురస్థస్య మహత్సంగో గురున్యః సింధేన సంశయం సౌమ్యః స్యాత్ విస్తంభ కారణం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. ది సన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది డీమన్స్ రిప్లై, డియర్ ప్రహ్లాద్, నైదర్ యూ నార్ వీ నో ఎనీ టీచర్ ఆర్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ other than Sanda and Amarka, the sons of Shukracharya. After all, we are children and they, our controllers, for you especially, who always remain within the palace, it is very difficult to associate with a great personality. Dear friend, most gentle one, would you kindly explain how it is possible for you to hear Narada? Kindly dispel our doubts in this regard. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 6th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Prahlad Instructs His Demoniac Schoolmates. Prahlad Maharaj says, he was a mere boy, but he speaks about very highly philosophical knowledge, jnana. Do you understand? This knowledge, which is called Bhagavad Dharma, and also it is fully scientific. Do you understand? And it is also based on logic and philosophy, and is free from all material contamination, Vishuddha jnana. Free from all material contamination. Do you understand? This is most important thing. We, the conditioned souls, have forgotten Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and also our own constitutional position, isn't it? We don't know the conditioned soul. Who are we? Really, who are we? Who am I? Isn't it? What is my swarup? What is my constitutional position? Understand? Am I this body? Or other than this body? What is that? Isn't it? And he take it as granted that if I am not this body and something else, other than body, isn't it? Why am I here in this material world? Why am I suffering three folds of material misery? You understand? What is its cause? What is its cause? I don't know. These are the questions. You understand? The conditioned soul does know it. You understand? But who knows it? Who knows? Liberated soul. A liberated soul knows it. A liberated soul like Narada Muni, isn't it? A great devotee, a saint. Mahabhagavata. You understand? He knows it. He is not a conditioned soul, he is a liberated soul. He is in a transcendental position. He is not in this material platform. He is in transcendental platform. You understand? He is always linked up with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is also transcendental, who is Sajidananda Vigraho. Study well, speaking, tell, isn't it? So, such a person knows all these things. He knows the answers to all these questions. You understand? This is called Shuddha Jnana, pure knowledge, free from all material contamination. But our knowledge is not free from material contamination, the knowledge of the conditioned soul. You understand? It's not free from material contamination. It is contaminated knowledge. But we have to acquire this Shuddha Jnana, this pure knowledge, which is free from all material contamination, which is the knowledge based on Bhagavad Dharma. In other words, we say the spiritual knowledge. You understand? As Prahlad Maharaj had acquired it. Now he says that I have received this knowledge from great Saint Narada Muni, who is always engaged in devotional service. You understand? This is the most important point here. Who can impart this knowledge, this bhakti, this answer, to all of us? Who can impart this knowledge? A self-realized soul, a great personality like Narada Muni, who is free, who is always engaged in devotional service. You understand? Who is free from all material contamination, who is consciousness, is free from all material contamination. He is able to impart his knowledge. You understand? So Lord Mara received this knowledge from such a great saint, Narada Muni. The next two verses, the demoniac voice inquire, they put questions. How is it possible, you, my dear friend, Prahlad Maharaj? You are in the palace. How is it possible on your part that you associate with Narada Muni and receive such knowledge? You understand? You and we, all demoniac boys, we don't know besides this. Only we know that the Sandra and Amarkattu, son of Sukracharya, are our master. We don't know any other person except those two. But how could you know? How could you get such knowledge from our Muni? How could you associate with him? You are always inside this palace. It seems to us very, very impossible. Now you speak of this knowledge, which is highly transcendental, philosophical. And now you speak that you have received this knowledge from Narada Muni. Then it's natural that this question arises. This is the doubt of the demoniac voice. Then doubt should be clear, dispelled. If your doubt should not be dispelled, what will happen? You know it? Yes, tell me. Yes. You will perish, that's a lie. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated. Sansayatma vinasyati. Bhagavad Gita says this thing. Sansayatma vinasyati. You understand? Sansayatma is full of doubts. It perishes. Therefore, you should dispel all your doubts. How can you dispel it? How the doubts can be dispelled? Who can dispel our doubts? A Mahabhagavata like Narada Muni knows everything, isn't it? Who is in a transcendental platform, who is always engaged in devotional service. You understand? So consciousness is free from all material contamination. He can dispel all our doubts. You understand? So, who is the conditioned souls must approach such a person. We have many doubts, isn't it? Have you any doubt? Or can you say that you have no doubt? Are you free from all doubt? Not really. We have many doubts because we are conditioned souls. Don't know anything about this spiritual knowledge. We don't know ourselves also. But to speak of the Supreme Personality Godhead, isn't it? Therefore, it is saying that you must approach such a person who is free from all material contamination, his consciousness is very pure, is always engaged in devotional service to the Lord, so he can discover, approach that person and put your questions there. So he will impart knowledge. He can dispel all your doubts, isn't it? In Bhagavad Gita it is stated that it is said that doubt is like a demon. Arjuna had many doubts. So, Lord Krishna, who knows everything, because he is not a material person, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he is Ananda. So, another name is Madhusudana. You know, Madhusudana is the killer of Madhu demon. You understand? So Arjuna asked, O Madhusudana, to please dispel my doubts. This is very significant. What is very significant? Madhusudana. Because he is the killer of demon Madhu. The doubts are like demon Madhu. Like demons. As Krishna happens to be the killer of demon Madhu, killer of demon Madhu, Madhusudan, so he can kill my doubts, which are like demons. So what is very significant? You understand? So here in these two verses or three verses, this last two verses, the demoniac voice expressed their doubts. So in the next chapter, Prahlad Maharaj will speak up how he could know this. So their doubts will be. You understand? This is no essence of it. You should not have a slightest doubt. Free all your doubts, free from all doubts. If there is slightest doubt, you will be perished. Sansaya Atma, you must be. Let me say something in Korean. Or, you understand? When you are doing sadhana in this path of devotional service, if you cannot dispel your doubts, so what will happen? Yes? You'll be deviated from the path, that's all right. And as you say, Maharaj, my dear spiritual master, Guru, I am bewildered, isn't it? Very often you say, I am bewildered. I don't know what to do, isn't it? That is the result. Because you have doubt, so you are bewildered. Where is the question of bewilderment? If someone knows the right, correct path, yes, I am treading the correct path. He is fully convinced. Why will he be bewildered? Why will he be bewildered? Will he be bewildered? No? He is fully convinced. He knows very well that I am treading the right path. Part of the personal service. Because he has doubts, therefore he is bewildered. So it is a great obstacle in this path of sadhana. Do you follow? Let me say now. Sadhana padara sansarjam. Why? There are so many doubts. Where from these doubts come? Garuda doubt. Why are we bewildered? Why are we so many doubts? That is the cause. Yes, you have no Shuddha Jnana, no knowledge, no knowledge. They are conditioned souls, he said. Why are you conditioned? You are a spirit soul. Why are you conditioned? Why are you bereft of Shuddha Jnana? Yes, that is the nature of the conditioned soul. He always tries to lord it over this material nature and enjoy, isn't it? He thinks himself, I am the enjoyer, I am the master. But he is not. He is a servant. He is not master. He is not enjoyer. He is to give enjoyment, not to enjoy. But I'm the right God, that's not the cause. Why these doubts come up? Because of bad association. Asotsanga. You understand? Asotsanga, bad association. We are not associating with the sadhu, the devotee, the Mahabhagavata, like Narada Muni. This is one reason. Therefore, we don't believe in this. We don't believe in this Bhagavatam. Don't believe in sadhus. They are saying, we believe in material things, material knowledge, material philosophy. Isn't it? We have this knowledge that we are bodies, this material body. We have no knowledge about the spirit soul. Isn't it? And we never associate with the sadhus. Those are endowed with this knowledge. Isn't it? And this bad association, asotsanga, is the cause of cropping up so many doubts. Therefore we have doubts. You follow? We have no faith in the words of sadhu. We have no faith in the words of Srimad Bhagavatam, in Vedic scriptures. But we have some faith, isn't it? What sort of faith is it? Is it real faith? We have faith in this material body. We have faith in this works of the material scientists, material philosophers, isn't it? Because they speak so many nice things, how we can enjoy more and more. They provide something newer and think something new, something more to our enjoyment, material enjoyment. So we have faith in their work. But this is not called real faith. In other words, in Sanskrit we say Shraddha. Shraddha. Shraddha sabde vishwaswa kahe. Sudhuro nischoy. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kruta hoy. Asvadhana purusha. Bhagavad Gita says, what is that verse? Sanshaya-tanya-sheshwata. Asradhana-purusaha. Manga-prapya-hani-vartante mrutu-sanshara-vartmani. Krishna says. Do you know that verse? Wow, what are you reading? Bhagavad Gita. I know that verse. Dharvada-dasa. Do you know?
Yes, but I cannot decide. I know.
I cannot. You can't decide. Try to decide. No, I cannot. Cannot? Why cannot? Is it impossible? It is impossible thing?
No, it's not impossible. I cannot.
Why? You must know this, all these things. This is authority. You must know the authority. Then how can you become wise? Yes, we have to learn. That's all right. We have to learn. You should become a Vaishnava. Vaishnava means to support authority. You understand? Saddhāyīna-vjyāsya-vjyāsya-saddhāyīna. Sanshaya-ātmā-vjyāsya. Very good. He has no saddhā, he has no faith. Words of Mahabhagavata, sadhu, Srimad Bhagavatam, Shraddha, Hina, great of Shraddha, great of faith. You understand? We have faith in all these material things. We have developed faith in the words of material scientists. Isn't it? Isn't it? That is, that sort of faith is not real faith. Real faith means your faith must be based on these words of sadhus, mahatmas, great saints and Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? That is the real faith.
and those are faith, that material faith, that we have, that is to evaluate the service. That is to evaluate the service. You understand? No, the sadhu. What sort of sadhu is? What is doing? What is saying? Does he know more than I? Isn't it? I am such a great scholar, MA, PhD, doctorate. Isn't it? Huh? I have studied in so many universities. I have acquired so much knowledge. Isn't it? Imagine that. So it's very popped up. So he has developed one sort of, some sort of sraddha. That sraddha is to evaluate the sadhu. Sraddha means faith in the scriptures, very scriptures, in sadhus. They can acquire this knowledge. But Prahlad Maharaj says, Suddha Jnana, your knowledge, then because you have that sraddha, developed that sraddha. Those are bureaucrats of sraddha, they cannot acquire such knowledge because they have no faith in sadhus. Isn't it? Then Gita says, Jnana-lubdha param shanti nasrino adhigacchati. After the, when you receive such knowledge, what will happen? Jnana-lubdha param shanti nasrino adhigacchati. What is the result of acquisition of such knowledge? You have param shanti. You get peace, you will be free from bewilderment. Mental oscillation, you understand? Mind is flickering, or is mental, we say it, mental oscillation, isn't it? Mind is not steady, because we have doubt. Not as if this knowledge should be young, we follow the doubt. And most important cause is that we have no sraddha, we have no belief in. They have never developed such sraddha, belief, or faith in sadhu, sastra, and guru. Therefore, we are in such a condition. Isn't it? This is the reason. Yeah? And the ultimate stage is death, samsaya atma. कर्मबंधन जन्म वैष्णवांच विद्यते अनुचरियल वैष्णव लाइक नारद मुनि महाभागवत ग्रेट डिवोटी इज नॉट ए कंडीशन सोल हिज एक्शंस आर फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल मटेरियल कंटामिनेशन देयर आर नो रिएक्शन इज नॉट बाउंड अप विथ कार्मिक रिएक्शन यू अंडरस्टैंड इज अ वैष्णव नामर्थ्य बुद्ध्या सूयते. Don't think of such personalities as material human beings like you, like on the sons also. Huh? You understand? No mercy with the absolute thing. Na prakatattam iha bhakta janasya pasye. Those are devotees like Narada Muni. Huh? They are not material persons. They are very, very transcendent personalities, great personalities, mahatma. Nasty things. Our vision is such. We never see good things. isn't it? We see all bad things, isn't it? Oh, he's a sadhu, he's a cripple. Huh? He's not a very handsome looking person, nasty looking. He's a cripple. Huh? He has lost one of his eyes. His hands are like that. Isn't it? We see all this bad things, bad things. But he's a sadhu. You understand? In Chaitanya Leela, I will say, Drishti Vasudev Vipra. Huh? You know? Drishti Vasudev Vipra. Vasudev Vipra was a leper. The leprosy is on his body. You understand? But he's a great devotee. Sadhu. But when you see such a person, oh! He's a leprous person, also for the great meaner. Don't go. Just get away. Isn't it? Wishes is all that. But he's a great devotee, Vaishnava. Mahaprabhu embraced him. Isn't it? But we can. Huh? You follow? Jata dekho Vaishnava, Rajya Mahaprabhu, Sundaniya, see? Oranandya. अभिज सुगराचार भजते मनुन्य भाग साधुरे स मंतव्य सम्यक दिवसी तो ही सा गीता रीडिंग गीता मोस्ट इंपोर्टेंट मे बी ए दुराचारी वेरी apparently, a very sinful person, committing so many sins. But, by the association of sadhu like Mahatmun, if he comes to this path of devotional service, develops unalloyed devotion, then he becomes sadhu. He becomes sadhu. He may be a leprous patient, he may be a cripple, he may be a blind man, maybe a deaf, dumb person, rape, isn't it? Whatever his physical deformities may be there, but he's there. We should not look after all these things. His physical deformities. You understand? So you cannot know a Vaishnava. Because we are apt to see all these outward things, material things, nasty things, our vision is so defective, isn't it? But when you develop the Sadha and Sadhu Shastra and Guru, and when you can associate the sadhu and develops Svabdha, faith in their work, then you will be able to see.
Jai Shri Prabhupada Maharaj Ki, Jai Shri Gurudev Ki, Jai Samadeva Bhaktavinoda.
Great program,
yes. Sadhu Maharaj Ki. And thanks. The Govardhan Sistra, Sadhu Maharaj Ki, three, and don't you know,
going deep into thought. Yes. Madness. Going deeper and deeper, much deeper, then one can become mad. Isn't it? And then, second thing.
Not being able to receive the knowledge that is coming in, overflowing.
Second is,
want to test, relish, unlimitedly, according to Krishna.
There's a capacity. We have a container-like thing. The container has a capacity. the content is up to its capacity. You excess, it's overflow. Similarly, that's another cause of madness. Excess power. Second cause. Huh? Yes, spiritual knowledge can provoke if there is ignorance. If there is much ignorance, then person can be mad. These three. First one we discussed. Radha Prema Sri Krishna Madhupar Parama Samatkaritar Parakastha. This first one we have already discussed. Second thing, Jyata Parimara Sukha Nija Adhare Dhari Bharakatha Paprika Adhik Sukha Rudehale Unmateva Sushambhavu Kwe. In English we say, if it exists, the capacity of containing things, then the one person can be mad, isn't it? First thing we discussed, and we find that it cannot be possible in part of Krishna, isn't it? Then second thing we'll discuss. Second factor is, if it exceeds the limit of container, things contained. You understand? Jyata parimanaka sukha nija adhare dhari bharakata tapika adhik sukha rudehale unmateva sambhava hoy. That is Nurya. In English I have already said. Now we'll analyze the second one. If you analyze the second one, will find it is also not applicable in part of Krishna. You understand? Not possible part of Krishna to become mad. First we'll tell Korea, then English. Because very difficult tattva. Then the first one I've already said. Then, second one is to cross the limit of containing capacity, isn't it? Then man becomes mad, excess, isn't it? Simple example you may take, a 15-watt bulb, electric bulb. Its capacity is 15 watt, isn't it? If there will excessive flow of electricity, it will burst more than 15 watt, isn't it? It will burst. That is like madness. This is second type. So, if we analyze this, we'll find this is also not applicable in part of this. Is there anything excessive than Krishna? If Krishna is the utmost, isn't it? Says matta paratra nanya kins dasti dhananyaya in Bhagavad Gita. There is nobody superior to him, isn't it? Because his Purna Brahma is complete in all aspects. He is Vibhu Chaitanya. Complete consciousness, isn't it? Is Purna Ananda Maya, Sajidananda, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sajidananda Vigra, Brahma Sankhyasa, you know it. Sat Chit Ananda Maya Vigra, Purna Ananda Maya. Is complete in all sorts of ananda, means pleasure. All sorts, is complete. vigraha, the body, is complete of all sorts of pleasure, isn't it? Sajidananda vigraha, Sajidananda vigraha. When Krishna is like this, can he be mad by seeing or realizing or by feeling any other's beauty or like that something? Because he is all beautiful. Nobody is more beautiful than Krishna. How is it possible on part of Krishna to become mad? Not at all. This is second factor. Not possible. Then third factor. What is third factor?
Ignorance.
If someone's pure knowledge is covered up by ignorance, you can become mad. This is also not possible in part of Krishna. Because he is sat-chit-ananda-maya. Chit means jnana-maya. Sat-saswata-maya, chit-jnana-maya, then ananda-maya. He is full of knowledge, isn't it? The source of all knowledge. He is filled with all knowledge, completely. Is it possible that ignorance touch him? No. No question of ignorance at all. Krishna Surya Samo Maya Hoy Onoka Jaha Krishna Tanai Maharajita. Krishna is like a folded sun. Maya, ignorance is like darkness. Where there is Krishna, there is no question of darkness or Maya, avidya, ignorance. Isn't it? Rather, if someone is fortunate enough to approach Krishna, so all his ignorance will be dispelled, isn't it? How can Krishna be covered up with ignorance when he becomes mad? This is harmful. No, not possible. If someone completely takes shelter, surrender at the lotus feet of Krishna, his ignorance will despair. How is it that Krishna will be mad, will become mad for this reason? Not at all possible. Then there are three factors we analyzed and we find these are not possible on part of Krishna to become mad. How is it? It's very astonishing, very amazing. Wonderful that Krishna comes. And what is that?
Purnananda mayamami Chinmaya purnatata
Purnananda mayamami Chinmaya purnatata
Purnananda mayamami
Radhikaro premi amai korai unmoto
Radhikaro premi amai korai unmoto
Majani radharo premi ache koto bolo Radhika अधिका प्रेम गुरु आमी ओए शिष्यो नटो
रंजन प्रेम गुरु आमी ओए शिष्यो नटो
सदा मान ननुति नादाय उद्भोटो
सदा मान ननुति
Krishna kahe ami hoi raser nidan. Krishna says that I am the source of all matter. Purnananda moyo ami, chinmayo purna tattva. I am complete in all respects. Purnananda moyo, complete in all sense. Ananda, pleasure and happiness. Chinmayo, transcendental. Purna tattva, complete in all respects. But Radhikara preme amai korai unmata. But Radharani's love makes me mad. You understand? Nadani Radhara preme ache koto bolo. Je bole amare kore sarvadari hola. I don't know. What force is there in Radharani's love that makes me mad? You understand? Radhika prema guru ami shishya nato. Therefore he says, Radha prema is my guru, spiritual master. I am her disciple. You understand? Krishna says, Radha prema is my spiritual master, guru. I am her disciple. You understand? We say Krishna Vande Jagat Guru, isn't it? Krishna is Jagat Guru, nobody. No guru is there better than Krishna. But here Krishna says, Radhika Prema Guru Ami Hoi Shishya Nata. Radha Prema is my guru. I am Aradita. In what? In dancing with art. You understand? Dance master is there who teaches the art, dancing. So, the Radha Prem is like that master. I am like a dancer, puppet in her hands. I'm dancing as she makes me dance. You understand? You can't dance? So, Rama, Nananukti Nada, I am Motta. Different kinds of dancing. I am dancing. And being taught by Radha Prem. Radharani. She is my master. You understand? So this is the cause of Krishna's becoming mad. Then question one may ask, is it true? Is it true? Or just mere saying? And ask us question, is it true? Or is it mere saying? What is it? Ravi? Is it true or mere saying? Is it true? Not mere saying. You understand? Is it true? Sri Krishna unmata vanti akram astra satya. Na rupokokti, na satya, satya hi se unmatamati. It is true that he becomes mad. You understand? Śrīla Chakravarti Thakura, Viśvanātha Chakravarti Thakura has written this thing. Many Mahājanas. Sarva sakti, sarva sukha paripurna, satya sarupa, nitya jñānādimayopyaham, kadācit jarati bhayād, radhā prāṅgana kone ninnutyati, कदाचित राधा संग सुखाशया तदागमन पंथान उपस्यामि कदाचित तदर्थं सत्त्वमेसी भवामि कदाचित लतयां तद्भ्रांतो भवामि इत्यादिकं तत्प्रेमैव कारयति हि
this is the symptom of madness
Krishna becomes man. As Srila Chakrabarti Thakur, Srila Chakrabarti Thakur has written its meaning. Krishna says, this is statements, Krishna's own words, that I am whole in all respect, Satchidananda Maya. But I become mad for Radha, for love. As a madman doesn't know what he is doing, he doesn't, because he's mad. Sometimes he's naked, sometimes rolling in the dust, sometimes dancing, sometimes laughing, sometimes crying. He's a mad. Similarly, Krishna says, I cannot know, being mad, Radharani's praise, Radharani's love, what I am doing, I don't know. You understand? As a madman does, he does. You know the Pila? Pila? Radharani's mother-in-law, Asu. Kutila, Nananda Jatila, isn't it? You know? Now, no. Jatila, Radharani's mother-in-law, Sasu, we say. Sasu, you know Sasu. That means wife's mother, isn't it? Husband's mother, Radharani's mother, Radharani's wife. Wife's mother also, Sasu. Husband's mother is also Sasu. Then mother-in-law. So her daughter is Nananda. So Jatila, Kutila, Kutila, Jatila. That's it. Jarati Jatila bhaira Radhanka Ankanara eka konare baddhari vikkhatare rati japanu kare. You understand? In Radharani's courtyard, there is a tree, berry tree. Berries, you know? Berry. Yes. That we say baddhari vikkha. Baddhari vikkha is berry tree. So, that Jatila, threatens Krishna. Let that Krishna come. I shall beat. So, being threatened and being afraid. So, that Krishna, what he did, what he does? He just hides himself beside the berry tree and spends all night there. You see, he's not a mad person. He spends whole night the courtyard of Radharani besides the berry tree. Is not a madman. You understand? And also another thing, one symptom, another symptom in mind. He knows Radharani will go by this way, pass by this path. You understand? So you are sitting there. I will sit here. So Radharani will go by this way. That's all. Waiting, waiting, hours and hours, sitting, sitting, when Radharani will come, when Radharani will come. Is not a madman. You understand? And sometimes he puts on different dresses, becomes disguised to have a touch of Radharani's body. You understand? But he does, do you know? Bedini, Napitini, Vikarini, Malini, Rajakini, Gondini. The washerwoman who washes the clothes of Radharani. The Krishna didn't that becomes washerwoman, the wife of washman, the washerwoman, and goes there. Radharani, you will please give your clothes, I'll wash. You understand? that is Rajakini, then Napitini. Napito, that barber's wife, comes and cuts the nail of Radharani's foot and snares that alapa, some red substance, we say alapa. Here, the woman put up. No, that is some liquid. We say all of that. The woman put on here. Yes. So the barber's wife does that one. So Krishna gyms that, becomes barber's wife, and goes with Dalata. We Radharani, I have come, please show me your feet, I'll put on this alta on your feet. How to? That's Radharani's body. He's not a madman. It's madman's beauty. Krishna has become mad. Then stand, this nappy thing. Then Bhikarini, the beggar's wife, beggar woman, goes to the door of Radharani. Adrukini, I have already said. Then Gandhini, so that's this sandal pest. And puts on the body for aid. Wife of that person is known as Gandhini. He takes that sandal pest and goes to Radharani's house and calls Radharani, please come, I'll put on sand pest on your forehead. In this way he wants to touch Radharani's body, not a madman. And sometimes also Krishna, there are Swarnalata means creepers made of gold. In her apartment or in apartment of Ananda Maharaj also. So he just embraces that golden creeper, thinking it as Radha. This Radharani's body is like golden creeper. You understand? He's not a madman. These are the symptoms we find how Krishna has become mad for Radharani. You understand? Therefore, sometimes, as I say, used to sit on the path, in the road where Radharani passes, and takes the dust of that road after passing Radharani and smears on the whole body. Not a madman. And Radharani was bathing, taking her bath in Jamuna River. You understand? Jamuna is flowing from this direction to that direction. Radharani is taking her bath there, upstream. So Krishna takes his bath downstream. Because yes, the kumkum, the powder, the flower that is on the body of Radharani will flow and that will touch Krishna's body. So he's not a madman. What do you say? This is symptom of madness. And sometimes chants Radha, 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 cries, laughing, dancing, also like a madman, Krishna, not like. You understand? Sometimes beside Radha Kunda, used to sit there and dances there and cries there. And sometimes begs you, Radharani, please give your feet to me. Dehi pada pallava mudhar. I'll just message it. You understand? Your Radha praying is so wonderful, so amazing. It's very wonderful, very astonishing. That Krishna himself says, রাধা প্রেম গুরু আমি শিষ্য নট সদা আমা নানা নদী না যায় উদ্ভট রাধা প্রেম ইজ গুরু কৃষ্ণ ইজ শিষ্য ডিসাইপল as guru orders his disciple go there do this disciple obeys as guru dev as orders isn't it now you Nuruhari you dance oh then Nuruhari chants Hare Krishna then why that guru dev as orders isn't it that's a fact what guru dev says রাধা প্রেম গুরু আমি শিষ্য নট সদা disciple dancing শিষ্য নট means dancing boy and a dancing boy and she is mine dance master makes me dance you understand so in Radha Prem such power is there aghotan sotan kare aschanto abhichintyo samar we cannot conceive of abhichintya that makes all powerful Krishna almighty Krishna makes Krishna mad, isn't it? Then Krishna is thinking of that. How is that not? That makes me mad. I cannot realize it. I cannot test it. I just imagine how it may be. Only imagination. So now he is very eager to get it factually. Release it actually, isn't it? There is always very eager aspiration, desire, heart of Krishna. How can I get it? How can I get it? How can I get it? So he becomes what this Kaviraj Goswami says. এসব সিদ্ধান্ত গুড় কহিতে না জয় না কহিলে কেহ ইয়ার অন্ত নাই পায় অল দিস কনক্লুশন আর আনফিট টু ডিসক্লোজ ইন পাবলিক বাট ইফ দে আর নট ডিসক্লোজ নো ওয়ান উইল আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্যাট ইট ইজ নাও ইয়ার ডিসক্লোজ